Hey everyone, welcome to Leadership Unplugged, a podcast where we want to inspire you as a leader wherever you have influence. My name is Emily Russ, and I have the honor of serving as Director of Workforce and Marketing for Marion Economic Development Corporation here in Marion, Iowa. I'll also be the host of this podcast. We hope you find these conversations meaningful. You pick up a new skill, a new idea, something new to try with your team, and that you're inspired to continue to reach higher. In this episode of Leadership Unplugged, we listen in on a conversation between the team at Marion Chamber of Commerce and Uptown Marion Main Street and hear a little bit behind the scenes of how they make everything work. If you know these ladies, you know that they are running constantly, trying to make the next best thing, the next event, the next project that they're supporting, whatever it might be. They really do give it their all, and I'm really excited for you all to listen in. Okay, well, this afternoon I have the exciting opportunity to interview the Marion Chamber of Commerce and Uptown Marion Main Street team. These gals are the ladies behind all of the really cool things that are happening in the community, and I'm just really excited to get to talk to you each about some of the leadership things, or qualities that you deploy every day. And so I'm going to kick things off by introducing everyone to our listeners, and I'll start with you first, Jill.
Hi, everybody. I'm Jill Ackerman. I'm the president of the Marion Chamber. I've been there since 2007, and I was born and raised in Marion, so the community really means a lot to me.
I'm Brooke Prouty. I'm the Main Street Director at the Chamber of Commerce, and I've been here 7 years.
I am Tammy Schlamp, Director of Member Services at the Marion Chamber of Commerce, and I've been here almost 10.
Awesome. So we've got a lot of years of leadership behind each of you. So with the title of the podcast being renamed Leadership Unplugged, obviously we'll be chatting leadership. So any of you can take this. How do you describe it, and how does it play into your jobs every day? It's a big question.
It is. I think that, there's so many great leadership qualities that we could talk about, but as the leader of our organization, I think the most important thing that you can do, especially on a small team, is hire people that are outstanding and let them do their job. Mm-hmm. So that's, I think, really important to our organization, especially because we're so small. We just don't have time to micromanage things. And when you pick the right people and put them in the right place, things just run smoothly. Yeah. And if you pick people that share the passion for the organization, mm-hmm. and the community too.
Yeah, for sure.
I'll add, we are a small team, so we have a lot of volunteers, and that's how we accomplish a lot of our work. And so getting people that are passionate about helping us out for free, because they're non-staffers.
Right.
And getting other people behind a vision and really all working towards that vision. I'm not sure what style of leadership that is, but it's how we get a lot accomplished.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think the only thing I would add is that example that everybody uses of not asking somebody to do something you wouldn't do. Mm-hmm. You'll see us out picking up garbage and sweeping the front stoop and shoveling snow, volunteering in the community to plant plants, all that kind of stuff that we might ask our business community to participate in as well.
Yeah, yep, for sure. It's important to do those things as well. I'm curious, and you are all running 100 directions at all times. So what are some of the things that you're working on now, whether it be events, new initiatives, new development that you've got a hand in? That could go 100 different ways, but go ahead, Jill.
I think we're heading into event season right now, right? So I'm watching Tammy curate our farmers market and put all of those logistical plans in place that really, they truly work on year round. She runs, mm-hmm. a special events and promotions committee that meets every single month. So we're always planning at least 6 to 8 months in advance. And so, we have that going on right now. we have this awesome progress that we hear outside the Medco window here. The Plaza Project is underway. That's something that I personally have been working on fundraising-wise, just getting out there, meeting with businesses and community members, trying to close our funding gap, and we're getting really close. So we're happy about that. On the chamber side of things, we've launched a new Marion Business Academy series, and we're really focusing on diversity, equity, and inclusion, and we've been partnering with the Catherine McCulley Center on that. Mm-hmm. So there's quite a few sessions coming up that really I think can give business leaders perspective on diversity, equity, and inclusion in the workplace, why it's an important thing to welcome everybody to our community. Because number one, they're customers, but also they can be a really mm-hmm. valuable part of our workforce. And so I think there's a lot of opportunity out there that Marion businesses could take advantage of.
For Uptown, our biggest event of the year is Eat, Drink, and Be Marion fundraiser. So we're in the full planning process for that at the moment.
And when is that, Brooke? Remind me.
July 11th. 7-11. 7-11 this year.
Put you on the spot there for a second.
Yes. But behind the scenes, we work a lot with the business community. And so, although the public might not be as familiar with that side of the work we do, so we're working with the chocolate shop on renovating a historic building to move into through a grant. We are also doing a commercial real estate showcase where we feature some properties that are for lease or soon to be for lease to new businesses. And we're also doing an open for business grant competition for our existing businesses to gain some extra money to grow and expand. So beyond that, we work a lot with the city, as Jill mentioned, on the Plaza Project, and we're also working with them on a parking study and a wayfinding study.
So you're not busy at all.
That's just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, it's been fun since we've gotten to be in the heart of Uptown, getting to see a lot of the things that you are helping to make happen, like the Central Plaza, as we hear construction in the background. It's just been really fun to see a lot of the things that are going on and being in the
feel.
Middle of it all.
And did you feel that?
Yes, construction is loud today. Tammy, my next question's for you. As Jill just mentioned, you're always working on planning and thinking ahead to the next event. Did you say, 6 to 8 months in advance? So I'm just interested to get kind of an inside look on how you take lead on some of these, some of the strategies when you're juggling multiple things at once, mm-hmm. and just how you're making all of these summer events happen. And it seems like they all happen in the span of 2 weeks. I mean, with farmers market and golf outing and, yeah.
That's a good question. And I'm going to start backwards and answer the second question first. And Jill already kind of touched on this, but we rely heavily on our special events committee. Having a group that meets regularly helps keep things on track. We touch base on all the events that we plan throughout the year. So just because those events, majority of them, occur between June and August, we're already planning farmers market in January. So when it comes to the execution and leading the events, I have a pretty detailed action plan for each one of those, that and I take lots of notes at those special event mm-hmm. meetings when we end an event, and then we talk about what could we do better next year. Lots of notes, and then before start planning for next year, I'm always reviewing those to make sure that we don't forget anything. And then how do you lead in those things? And I think it doesn't really matter if it's an event or if you're leading an organization. It's who you surround yourself with, like Jill mm-hmm. said, and how you delegate, and how you train and trust the team around you to execute your plan. With events, it's mostly volunteers, so making sure that you have the right people in the right place.
Mm-hmm. And the special event committee is made up of volunteers from organizations throughout the community, right?
Yeah, yeah. Mostly our members that might have an employee who is passionate about event planning. Yeah. We do have a lot of fun. So there's probably 15 on that committee. And they meet every month. Yep. In fact, they meet tomorrow.
Very cool. So I'm curious to know, I know you are all behind many of the events that happen in Uptown and like Uptown Get Down, Oktoberfest, the markets you just mentioned. And I know that you, throughout the years, introduce new events. Given that planning process starts, you know, at least 6 months prior to the event, how are you making sure you're providing community events that families and residents want? When you introduce a new event, what all has to line up to make that something that you say, okay, let's do this one. This sounds like a good idea.
That's a good question. I'll just start by saying that events should always be evaluated, because what worked really good 20 years ago might not be working now. And sometimes you have to kill the sacred cow. I think anybody who plans any kind of events or programming knows that sometimes you have to do that. And when you think about all the different venues that there are to hold events in, especially in Marion, it's not just City Square Park anymore. There's lots of places and there's lots of organizations stepping forward to host events. So continually evaluating, taking a look at attendance and the value that you might be providing to any sponsors as well. Mm-hmm. You have anything to add to that, Jill?
I would just say that it starts with a vision, and you have to be able to sell the vision to others first to make sure that people are going to bite off on it and say, yeah, that's a really cool thing to do. I know sometimes we'll kick an event around for a couple years before it actually comes to fruition. Oktoberfest is a good example of that. We knew Aaron, the owner of Back Pocket, for several years and had always talked about doing an event. And finally, two and a half years ago, we got serious about it and sat down and had a meeting and, you know, brought some partners to the table that really knew how to run events like that and learned from their expertise, put our own spin on it. And then, like Tammy said, you know, after year one of the event, you sit down, you do your postmortem of the event and see what you're going to change for next time or, you know, just try to make it better.
Yeah, I think what I heard you just say between the two of you is really bringing experts who have done it in the past to the table to really pick their brain on what's your advice, how do we do this best, and then you're always going to have your own experience and ways that you want to tweak it best for our community.
Yeah.
Super cool. Well, my next question is for you, Brooke, as the Uptown Marion Main Street Director. I know you spend a ton of time supporting retailers throughout Uptown, and one of the most recent big lifts that you helped to lead was a streetscape project. So can you share a little bit about that process and just some of the really cool things that came out of that?
Yeah, so we had been talking about doing a streetscape for a while. The infrastructure was over 100 years old, but we knew that it would be tearing up a lot of storefronts. And we engaged Main Street Iowa to prepare for that, did a lot of work with the businesses for pre-planning, but we knew that we could lose up to 30% of our businesses. It happens. And so we didn't want that to happen, and we went to the city council and said, let's work together on a plan to make sure our businesses not only survive the streetscaping construction, but thrive during it. And so they wrote up a contract with us, and we were able to provide a lot of services that would not be there for businesses. And through all of that, working together with the engineer very closely on the project, working with the contractors, and also with Amber with the city communications, we made it through construction, and we didn't lose any businesses to the construction.
That's
so
huge.
It was huge. Some businesses reported that some days they made more than the previous year when they didn't have construction.
That's awesome.
So, and that was all done through marketing and planning, and really a lot of communication with the business community. So,
yeah, and as we mentioned earlier, the background construction noise is the Central Plaza underway. So is there a similar type of partnership with communicating? I know we've, now that we are on Uptown Main Street, we've gotten a lot of communication of here's what's happening now. Can you talk a little bit to that rollout process?
Yes, this is a much simpler construction process.
It's not shutting down the main street.
It's not shutting down a lot of streets. It is not disrupting and the storefront businesses. And it also isn't really limiting utilities to any businesses, which was a big deal for the first round. So this one is still going to be a lot of communication, but it's not going to impact our business community or the general public as much as the last project did. So we got the gang back together this year, and we're having fun with it and coming up with some fun promotions, but the working with, again, the engineering team and the city communications department.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, just getting to see the park change and wondering what they're doing each day, and it has been fun to see. Jill, question for you. Now that you've all shared, you know, like Brooke said, the tip of the iceberg of all of the things that you are leading and doing throughout the community, how do you get your own to-dos done alongside us inspiring everyone to achieve their goals and reaching their full potential?
Yeah, the to-dos, that's a good thing. And I've really learned it from Tammy. She's the best one at it. I find when I'm getting overwhelmed, I just make a list. Yeah. She constantly has a list going. I tend to be a visionary person, better at coming up with good ideas. These two are like taskmasters.
I think that's a common quality of someone in your role, though, Jill.
They keep me on a short leash.
They're the ones that are like, okay, but to make that happen,
we need
to
do X, Y, and Z. Here's the timeline.
Is that realistic?
Yes.
I'm the no man.
Yeah.
That's important, though. You need to have someone on your team that's like, that doesn't fit within our strategy this year.
Yes. But also, like, I think working with the volunteers, both of these two, Tammy and Brooke, have both talked about how important volunteers are. I know we have an awesome group of former Marion Leadership in Action participants that help us run that program now. That's been huge for us. And I think when we talk about volunteers, both Tammy and Brooke, I know I certainly try to do it too. We really value our volunteers and we really try to take good care of them. It always slays me when I'm out volunteering and the person in charge is like spanking the volunteers, and you absolutely can't do that. You have to really value them and appreciate them.
Right.
And
they're doing their work for free. So
Yes, we need to treat them well. So
that's funny. I think when I first, I mean, I've been with Medco for just over 7 years, and when I shortly after I started getting involved with some of the things that you're doing at the chamber, but then just being in the community, it's like there's just something special here you don't see everywhere else, mm-hmm. and so it's kind of neat to be part of it. Going off of what you said earlier, Tammy, being mm-hmm. the no man,
always say no.
You're the realistic one, perhaps.
facts.
Did you say facts?
How do you balance it all? Because I'm certain that you are approached with lots of ideas and things that would really be a good opportunity, but maybe it would take you away from something else. How do you decide to act on that or maybe shelf it for later?
Yeah, I think the really good answer to that is taking on partners. And just being able to say that's not the right fit for us, but we do know a lot of organizations and have a lot of partners in the community that maybe it would be a better fit for. Mm-hmm. And I think all three of us could say that we have walked people through those processes before, because we are used to doing programming in the community and events. And if somebody maybe is afraid to do that, we have kind of held their hand and helped them along the way. And I think you just have to keep your eye or your mind on what your strategic plan is and your strategy, and make sure that it falls within that.
Yeah.
I just want to add to that. One of the communities that does this really well is Mount Vernon. my counterpart Joe over there, the Main Street director, if someone comes to him with an idea, he's like, I love that idea. Now you're in charge of making that happen.
Yeah.
And he has an obscene amount of committees because of this, because every person that comes to him with an idea is now in charge of that idea. And he doesn't take that on himself, but they do a lot of great things there through that process.
Yeah, I think that's definitely a slippery slope that you could quickly get in over your head, saying yes to lots of things, and then everything is not done to its full capacity of what it could be because you're trying to do so many things. So yeah, definitely the strategic plan is important in that case. Just a few more questions for you all, and then we'll wrap up. But I'm curious if you have a time that you could share that may have been leading through a major project or an initiative that required significant collaboration. And I think, Brooke, you shared a little bit about the Streetscape project that required you to work across departments and teams. Share just a little bit about how you managed that collaboration.
All of them was the answer I wrote down for this. Projects aren't going to happen or happen well if you don't bring everyone to the table.
Yeah.
And especially in the work that we do, a lot of times our projects are so complex that you can't know it all and you can't do it all. And so making sure you have the right team all brought together mm-hmm. to work on the same project. I mean, sometimes that could include three teams of 30 people, like the Streetscape project. But that many eyes on a project and that many opinions in the room, while it can be tricky, also makes it that much better of a process.
Yeah,
I would say we've talked about several projects, the Plaza project, the Streetscape, wayfinding, and all of those projects, usually the Chamber in Medco, we mm-hmm. have a role somewhere in those large municipal projects. And that's because the city lets us have a role and they value mm-hmm. our partnership. And I think that really helps get everybody's buy-in.
Mm-hmm.
I know another project that we do about every 10 years is the community-wide visioning, which involves, you know, getting in contact with lots of different residents, soliciting ideas, putting together this selection committee that narrows the ideas, and then taking it to the city council and making sure that they're on board. Because mm-hmm. at the end of the day, if you don't have a city staff and a council yeah. that's willing to back those projects and put capital funding towards them, they're never going to get done. And that's one of the mm-hmm. things that I think makes Marion really special mm-hmm. is that they value the city's wishes, the residents' wishes, and they're willing to spend dollars on those. And so, again, that's what I love about Marion. It's just so collaborative mm-hmm. and everybody's invited to the table.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it, Jill. I think our economic development meetings that we have each week have definitely improved and helped cross collaboration of what's going on in each of our departments and who we need help from when.
For sure.
Okay, last question, and thank you so much for your time this afternoon. It's kind of a fun one. If you could have any superpower to help you in your role, what would it be and why?
Well, I wrote down duplication. Like, because have you ever just wanted...
Yes. This version of
25 of Tammy, yes.
Like, two more hands, another set of hands, or...
Yeah, for sure.
I would just love to be able to be a more inspiring and be more comfortable with public speaking. I just sit in awe of people that can do it really well.
Well, you put on a really good show then, Jill, because you always look very confident and yes. well-spoken in front of everyone.
Yes. Inside, I'm not. mine I wrote down was to see the future, glimpses of the future, because I think some days we get so bogged down in like the day-to-day tasks and don't realize. I mean, we work in community and economic development, and sometimes those things just take forever.
Yeah.
And so to be able to see glimpses of the future and show that like the day-to-day is always worth it because it's one little piece at a time to
yeah.
make it there.
That is a great point, Brooke. And it's something that I just feel really fortunate about is just being able to see so much progress.
Yeah.
I mean, it has been, you know, whatever, almost 20 years, 18 years that I've been here. But I feel like I've seen progress that some people don't get to see in their lifetime, mm-hmm. in their career. And it's just been unbelievable. Yeah. And you know that it's really unbelievable when other people are saying it to you. Like, I think we step back and we're really mm-hmm. proud of it because it's our hometown. But when other people that haven't been to Marion in a while come around and say, what you guys are doing in Marion is phenomenal, that is inspiring. And makes it really easy to keep going.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's fun to look back just on my time here to be able to point to all of the projects that have happened since being on staff at Medco. It's wild that much mm-hmm. development can happen in that short of time. So mm-hmm. is there anything else you want to share for the greater good? I appreciate so much your time and sharing your background and all of the things that you are juggling every day.
We're thankful for the team at Medco too, for your partnership. You guys are a part of Team Marion just like we are,
and yeah, it's been fun.
Just a really great group of people to work with.